loss is the most frequent acute manifestation of COVID-19 infection, with an estimated prevalence of 40 to 86% in adults and 16 to 20% in children. Smell disorders, loss or distortion, are also the most frequent long-lasting complications of COVID-19 infection, with an estimated prevalence of 20 to 40% in adults. Compared to smell, taste disorders are less frequent acute manifestation of viral infection, occurring in 10 to 42% of adults, and long-lasting complications of COVID-19 infection. Reports about the prevalence and prognosis of these disorders in children are few or even lacking compared to adults. Also, the mechanisms and treatment of these persistent disorders are still challenges. Evidence from experimental studies suggested that injury and degeneration of the neuronal olfactory and gustatory sensory epithelia by severe peripheral viral infection and its immunopathology and the delay or lack of neuronal regeneration might contribute to these disorders. Here, we try to determine the predictors for persistent disorders and distinguish their differences in children compared to adults.